Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me, ma'am? Okay, it's hard for me to hear you. Are you able to speak up, or I don't know if you have me on speaker? Hello?
Can you hear me?
How may I assist you on today?
I was calling because they've been charging my phone, my card, and they've been saying that I received the iPad Pro tablet, and I still haven't got it yet.
Okay. What's your zip code?
14204.
And what was your name?
Claudette.
I'm sorry, I was not able to hear you.
Claudette. Staples.
Thank you. I'm trying to find the account. One second. Were you charged this month, ma'am?
I'm not for sure.
Okay.
I know I got charged for a lot of stuff. Not only that, it was supposed to be some AirPods and a lot of other stuff.
So did it start maybe in January?
Yeah.
Okay.
If not in last year, like before last year was out.
Okay.
Because I had to switch my card. It was my old card. They was doing it, and then they did it to this one.
Do you know if it could be in anyone else's name?
No, it's under my name.
Okay, because I don't see anything for your name showing up for you or your zip code. Maybe I can do it by the number.
Because I've definitely been filling out the thing. And then sometimes they tell me to do it like two or three times. And then I put my card number in there.
What's the last four of your card number?
It was a 7936. And then I had changed it to one of my debit cards.
Okay,
and I forgot the other card number before this one.
Okay. Do you know how much you were charged?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because they won't tell me unless I talk to the representative or somebody to so they can send me like a statement or whatever,
yeah,
or have them contact the bank or whatever. Because it's my monthly card from the government.
Okay, then.
So it's like all these different people I have to call, contact, talk to, and everything else.
Right. No, so nothing came up in your name. This was the number next to the statement.
Yeah, 716-251-9352.
Okay. And this was the only customer service number he had listed to call, because I don't see anything for you.
Yeah, because you know how when you fill out the form and then right up under it and have the customer service.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And I always say, are you the winner of whatever that y'all was showing, displaying?
Right. And you said it could, you don't think it's in anyone else's name?
No.
Hmm. Yeah, isn't that thing showing up for you? So I have no idea how I could get to it.
I just hope then nobody hack into my stuff, because, you know, there's a lot of scams and stuff out here.
Right. You said it was for an iPhone or iPad?
It was the iPad tablet, then it was the iPhone,
okay.
And then it was the earpiece.
Okay, what number was listed on the customer service part? Because it's two numbers, actually.
It's 855-7-something. I know when I pushed it, this number just started calling.
Okay. It's 2-855-474-4711. And then it's 855-474-4713. So you may have to try doing the second number. I don't know which one came up for you, though.
The 4-855-474-4711.
And then the other is 4713.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, to see if it can come up that way. But, you know, we are like a third-party call center. This is the number that is listed next to it. But it's for one is for iPad, one is for the iPhone. So I don't know which one you had because your account didn't come up. But you can try to call it and see if you can get a representative that can pull up your information. Did you do any other ones for any other products?
No, just this one, because this is mainly one that always pops up.
Okay, just the iPhone and iPad.
Yeah, and the rest of it. Like I said, I can't remember every last one of them, but them three have popped up.
Okay, yeah, you can give it a call, see if someone can pull it up for you. Because sometimes the customer service number, you see how, like, the numbers are different just by one. Sometimes if you call the wrong one, then we won't be able to pull it up. So you can try to separate the second number I gave you.
Oh, you said 4-7.
So for the one, the first one that's 4711, that's for the iPad. The one that ends in 4713, that's for the iPhone.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.